Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, and in the studio with me today, not one, but two authors. And, of course, first is Dr. Henry Cloud.
Hey,
Henry.
Stevie.
And, Henry, I am looking at the new book, Never Go Back, 10 Things You Will Never Do Again. Well, if they read the book, they'll never do it again. If they don't read the book, they're probably going to do it the rest of their lives.
Well, that would make it 20 things, I think.
Yeah. That's right. It would. Anyway, we're going to talk about that a little bit. And you and I are going to do some segments for New Life Television right after our radio program. It's going to do two today. So if you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. But we also have Lauren Beckew here, who wrote the book Unexpecting. Hi, Lauren.
Good morning.
Just speak
Hi.
Right into that microphone
okay,
there.
Okay, I will.
And Lauren has a great story about, well, you know, how these things happen. She had taken a pledge of purity, kind of broke down, got pregnant her senior year in college, and almost had an abortion. Didn't, and as a result, is happily married to the boy's father, and his name is Zach, and he is 7, and she's written this book, Unexpecting. We're going to talk about that a little bit. So maybe if you have a question or a comment about abortion, adoption, pregnancy, high school, whatever you that might relate to this, feel free to call us. But Lauren, why did you decide to write a book of all things?
Well, the issue of college pregnancy or unexpected pregnancy in general is so widespread. This isn't just my story.
Yeah.
This is the story of so many women. And it's not just the pregnancy that we have in common. It's the fear, the emotion, the questions that come along with it. The what did I do? How am I going to get myself out of this? Mm-hmm. Are people going to see me differently? And I learned so much going through this process about myself, my relationship with the Lord, what it really means to be a sinner in need of redemption, mm-hmm. that I think is certainly relevant to other women and hopefully helpful.
Yeah. Now, you were going to a Catholic high school, is that right?
A college, Catholic college.
Catholic college, mm-hmm. and sorry about that. And did you, when you got pregnant, did you talk to one of the nuns? Or, I mean, they wouldn't, you know, I mean, they have some strong feelings, but...
Certainly. I really didn't talk to anyone about it. This was something that I was so embarrassed about and so ashamed about. I did not want to tell anyone that I had gotten pregnant. The only person I really shared this with was, at the time, was my boyfriend, who is now my husband. But this wasn't even something I really brought before the Lord because I just was so mm-hmm. embarrassed about it. I wanted to kind of figure out a plan before I really let anybody else know.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to talk to you after this break and find out a little bit more about what you learned through this process. But Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Henry Cloud and Lauren Beckew. And if you have a question or comment about anything, you call us at 1-800-229-3000. And we're just going to keep Lauren right here by us. And then later on, be sure and look for the segments that I'm going to do with Henry on Never Go Back. This book will maybe be your best-selling book, Henry. I mean, it's just so great. 10 Things You'll Never Do Again. I've gone over all 10. I wish I could tell you I'll never do them again.
We can mostly tell everybody. Yeah. We've done all 10, yeah. right?
But it is great to be able to identify what it is, and then you tell us, here's how to lower your chances of ever doing that. And that'll be on New Life Television, tv.newlife.com. If you haven't seen it, you ought to go check it out. But right now, call us at 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back after this. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here and sitting in the studio with two authors, Dr. Henry Cloud and Lauren Beckhue. And Lauren, you got pregnant and you almost had an abortion. What was it that led you to not do that?
The grace of God, really. It was the night before the appointment that I had scheduled for an abortion that I really just came to the conclusion that this was not something I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. You know, abortion sells itself as this golden ticket, this magic way back to normalcy. And initially, that's something I bought into mm-hmm. and made an appointment for this abortion. And the night before, I just thought, you know, I am still scared. I still don't know what's going to happen, but I'm not going to let fear of the unknown make a decision for me, a decision that I really did not want to make. I wanted this child. I didn't just want to be a mother someday. I wanted to be this child's mother. And I didn't really know how that was going to play out, but it was still something that I wanted to do.
All right. Now, tell me about your parents, that they would produce a child who would say, I'm not going to let fear of the unknown make the decision for me. That's pretty amazing.
I have incredible parents. My father was a minister. My mother was a Bible study leader. So that kind of gives you a little bit of a picture of the background that I came from.
Yeah.
But just incredible parents who really equipped me going into college with the foundations of a faith. And it was through my mistakes and my journey in college where I really learned that this was a faith that had to be my own. And mm-hmm. and this situation was something that really helped me with that.
Now, of course, when I was in your situation, I paid for an abortion, and I felt, you know, horrific shame. No one shamed me because they didn't know about it, because I was afraid. Did anybody throw any shame at you for being pregnant and unmarried?
Not really. Not directly, mm-hmm. anyway. The shame that I felt really just came from within inside me mm-hmm. and really originated from pride. I was a good Christian girl, and things like this do not happen to mm-hmm. girls like me.
Right.
And getting pregnant was more than a shock for me. It was visible proof and proof that was growing more visible each month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That I had really veered off this path that God had set before me and that I had committed to. And I was just left with feelings of shame and guilt and, you know, just wondering, how can God ever use me again now that I've gone off this path?
Okay. So tell us a couple of things that you have learned by going through this the way you did.
Well, the real turning point for me from going from this, you know, feelings of shame and guilt to where I am now kind of originated from a study of women in the Bible that my church did. And that was so fun because I got to see these women who had made such stupid choices mm-hmm. and done such stupid things and found themselves in such big messes. And I could totally relate to that. I had done exactly the same thing. And then you see how God doesn't just love them. I mean, I knew God loved me, but you see how he forgives them and takes care of them. And what had the most impact on me at the time was that he still uses them. Mm. And it's not just this, you know, lame-o plan B that he uses them for. It's this amazing eternal plan. And I thought, well, if he can do that for them, he's going to do that for me. And that's when I really started to apply those verses that I was so familiar with growing up to my life and my situation. I mean, it's one thing to know in your head that God can use all things and work them together for good. Mm-hmm. But it's another thing to know in your heart that when he says all things, he means our sin, our messy situations, and that he can use that ultimately for our good and for his glory. And that's just something we have to hand over and let him do.
And the hard part is in that gap, right? Because the gap between when you know the verse and when you haven't seen it happen yet, and you've got to trust it, and now looking back, you can say, yeah, he did this. And then it's easier to look back than to look forward.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, what's so interesting about God is, okay, here are two.
This is not a short list, by the way.
Yeah.
Things interesting about God.
Here's one thing. Here are two people doing something that that is not intended. And then the second, that conception occurs, that baby is intended. It's like everything changes, and plan B becomes plan A plus if you let it. That's just the strangest thing ever. Like my daughter, when she did her essay for college entrance, she said, I was adopted at birth, but it always seemed like it was meant to be. And you just have to live through something like this to understand how something that wasn't intended instantly becomes intended, as if it was meant to be all along.
You're right. I mean, and we certainly had a choice to do what we did, and that was not what God had intended. But God had a choice as well to create life from that or not, and he did choose to do that. And at this point, we can say we are so thankful he did. Yeah. He's just such a treasure to us.
Yeah, and you have a daughter?
Mm-hmm. We have a 3-year-old daughter, too.
Okay. Well, the name of the book is Unexpecting, and if you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, we will find a way to get you a copy of this book, and it's pretty cool to hear a story of redemption.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. And I was looking at the cover. Now, did you come up with that? So to describe it to you guys who you can't see this. So it's got a bunch of stuff sitting on our desk. You can see a computer, keyboard, and a little yellow Post-it notes and some class notes and this, that, and the other. But there is the pregnancy test stick sitting there with the positive symbol on it.
Mm-hmm. Very genius.
Very genius. And I was thinking, how many people out there right now are getting that positive stick back, not just about pregnancy, but it might be a cancer diagnosis.
Yep.
You know, it might be a spouse that walked in the door and said, I'm done. It might be the loss of a job. But that moment on that book cover is an amazing moment when you first find out that life has changed. And you don't know what you're going to do.
Yeah. And it is ironic that when you're pregnant, it's a plus, not a minus.
How about that?
Yeah. So, all right, we're going to just sit tight. We'll talk some more, but let's go to
Can I say one more thing about being in the gap?
Yes.
Because, Lauren, you know, I said, you know, a lot of people out there are getting that moment today. What would you say to them?
Yeah, that moment is certainly life-changing. We all face that moment where something that we did not expect would happen does happen. And my first thing is just don't wait to take it before the Lord, because that's when fear and lies can creep into our mind. take it immediately to the Lord and let him work it out. It's not really up to us to come up with a plan to fix it or to really decide what we're going to do. Mm. And when we get caught up in that, that's when I think we make rash decisions and things that we regret later. But just to rest in the Lord at that moment and remember that he will not take you into anything, that he's not going with you. Mm. And just to hand it over to him and watch him do what he is so good at doing.
Amen. Amen. All right. The book, Unexpecting Lauren Becue. If you want to talk with her, you can call us. If you want to talk about anything, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. I want to go to line one as soon as, I believe that's Kathy, is on line one, I think. Hello, Kathy. How you doing? Kathy, are you there?
Oh, I am, yes.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, I'm upset, but I'm doing all right.
What? You're upset?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you upset about?
Well, I'm listening to this woman share her story, and, I was in the same situation, and similar, my things haven't gone well. And I have done everything that I can think of to do and have been a good parent. And
well, what hasn't gone well? You say you were in that situation. What has not gone well?
Well, I'm raising a child by myself. And I find no matter where we go, I can't make connections. For her or myself.
Okay, so now she's what?
Now she's 10.
Okay, so you have a 10-year-old. You're single mom, and yes. She has a hard time. The 10-year-old making connections, and it just really hasn't gone well. Is that right?
She's very open to connecting with other kids, but everybody closes off to her.
Hmm. How old are you, Kathy, by the way?
I'm 48.
48,
so,
okay.
Yeah, when I was 38 in life, that's when I was married, and I was found myself pregnant, and 20 years prior to that, I was a girl at 16 and got pregnant, and I aborted the child.
Hmm. Okay.
And 20 years went by, and I found myself in that same situation. I said, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
And the father left. Yeah. And I've been raising her, and she's a great person.
Now,
but I would like to give her what this woman shares.
Yeah.
About, you know, when she's facing these hard times, I would like to give her the Bible verses. We watched this great show on TV, What's in the Bible? And I've learned about the Old Testament and the New Testament from this show. It really helps. You know, she's had some Catholic school training, but I was raised as a Catholic, but I don't have Bible verses, and I don't have a great belief that
okay.
God would come out for me.
Now, Kathy, hold on a second. Your daughter, you say, isn't connected or they don't accept her. Is that because she doesn't have a dad? I mean, what is that about?
I think at different times it was different reasons. I homeschooled her for up until age 9. And I think it was we didn't really fit in with the homeschooling community. A lot of people had large families and both parents, and I could never keep up with them.
Yeah.
I would try volunteering at the church, but I could never...
Well, do you have a question for Lauren or Henry or myself? Is there a question you wanted to ask?
How do you pass off a spirituality that you don't have? Mm. You know, I don't want to feel like
we can answer that for you.
Kathy, okay. I think that's a great question that a lot of people can identify with, not just about spirituality, but kind of fill in the blank. And it really is, it's the nature of of this side of life after the Garden of Eden, and that is that life makes demands from us that we don't have what we need to meet those demands with. I mean, that's kind of the nature of existence. And specifically, if you come from a background that's supposed to, you know, God's design, childhood is supposed to prepare you for adulthood, right? And then adulthood comes along, and some people come from backgrounds where they're really not prepared for that.
Right.
And basically, the answer, this is going to sound so simple that it can't be right, but it's right. Basically, the answer is that you get it the same way you were supposed to get it the first time around. And that is this, that God has designed us for family.
Mm-hmm.
And that we grow up, and in family we are matured. And what happens is the family we were first born into, the human race, the family of Adam, didn't do it very well.
Right.
We come back into a relationship with him. We get into his family. We'll talk more about this after the break. But God and his family are going to provide for you and for your daughter what you don't have.
We'll be back after this. 1-800-229-3000.
I want to thank my husband for bringing me here.
The New Life Marriage Weekend is coming to Washington, D.C., July 18th through the 20th.
We are leaving here as new people and a new couple, I think truly with hope for the future.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Arterburn.
And I'm going to be talking about the seven things that you need to stop right now, and the seven things you need to start doing in your marriage, and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and Dr. Henry Cloud joining me with Lauren Beckhew. And the book is entitled Unexpecting, and it's her story of having a baby and getting married and having another child after they got married and wanting people to know. And this is something that she said in the first segment that I just think is so powerful. She decided she would not let fear of the unknown make the decision for her. And
that's right.
That's a pretty powerful statement. Henry, you were...
Well, and we were talking, Kathy had called and asked, so how do you give a child that which you don't, you know, possess, a spiritual life and other things you don't possess? And I said, well, all of us in life are like that, in that life is asking things from us that we don't have.
Yeah.
And what God has provided us with is himself and his body to equip us and to grow us up. You know, you're born again, but it doesn't mean you're complete. You're a baby into the family of God. And so that family is going to take you through these hard situations.
Right.
And so you started to say something, Lauren, after the break about what you would suggest to Kathy about
what does Kathy need?
How God provides.
Yeah.
I think that the most important thing that she can do is really get connected into a Bible study for women.
Did
and
you do that?
I did do that, and that was really the turning point for me.
Take us back to that, because that's where everybody is. They're in that moment, they're in the gap, mm-hmm. where they've gotten the bad news, they're in a struggle that they just don't know the way out. And God provides through his people. Take us back to when that happened and why that surprised you.
Well, the first Bible study I joined, and what I would say to Kathy is, if the first one doesn't work out, keep trying until mm-hmm. you find this group of women to surround you.
Did your first one not work out?
It didn't work out. I just felt like the women were a lot older than me. I didn't really connect, and so I left feeling kind of discouraged, but you know, you just kind of keep trying, and eventually found a really good group of women that I was able to open up with and tell them about what had happened to me, and mm-hmm. just see them love me anyway.
Mm.
But about, you know, getting into a Bible study, it's, if we're not constantly filling ourselves with the Word of God, then we're allowing the enemy to fill our minds with lies and fear, and we need to equip ourselves for the daily battle that we go out in, and just to surround yourself with women that can help you do that and help you grow in the Word. That's something that just really helped me so much, and that's what I would recommend to Kathy.
You know, I was thinking, there's the church. Right. There's the healing church. Maybe not the first Bible study, because, you know, just weren't your close to your age, but you find another one, and there's the healing church. I would also say to Kathy, and compared to Bible study, this is a small little thing, because getting in the women's Bible study is amazing. But if you go to a Christian bookstore, you can get these little books that are promises from God, and they're all segmented out in different categories. Like if you're depressed, then it's got some promises about depression, and you might find some verses there that you and your daughter start to memorize together. And she's 10, and that's another way to get it into her. But Henry is so right. If you don't have it, you get it the way you could have gotten it the first time.
And what I love about what Lauren said was, and this is what we miss so many times, and we've heard this 1,000 times, and there are even books written against what Lauren just mm-hmm. said. And because what you said was, well, we need to be equipped with the Word of God, okay? And then your next sentence was, so you need to get yourself in a group with other women so you can be equipped with the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So what you did in that one little paragraph was exactly what the New Testament says and the Old Testament. But if you go to Ephesians 4, it says that the body heals itself in love as each part does its work.
Yeah.
We grow up into him. And so there is not this split between, you know, it's God's Word and his Spirit and his life, and we trust in him. Between that and the support of people, that is the plan that the New Testament talks about. It's both.
Yeah. Now, Lauren, do you have a website?
I do. It's just laurenbeckyou.com.
And I'll spell that for people. It's laurenbeckyou.com. laurenbeckyou.com. And if you want to contact her directly, you can do that at laurenbeckyou.com.
Is your book out?
It is.
Can they get it?
On Amazon, my website, and you can order it through a local bookstore.
Great. Okay.
Can they get it through New Life also?
And yeah, they can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, which makes it really easy. All right. Well, I've only got a minute in this segment, so...
Can I ask a question since we only have a minute? What'd your parents say?
That is one of the most popular questions.
I want to hear the story.
Give my story to high school
students. When I walked out at the break, everybody's out there going, ask her what her parents said. What did her parents say?
What did they say?
Initially, it was met with such shock and understandably disappointment in my choices. And
now, was that already there? Were you like, you know, sort of off the path or something? And or did they think
I think they had no idea.
You were toeing the line.
No idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So to get met with this bomb, you know, it was certainly a shock, but I never questioned their love for me. Mm. Not for one second. Not in anything that they said or in their reaction. I never questioned their love. It was
Hold on one second. Okay. That's the way it ought to be. Love never questioned. We'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. Everyone at some level needs help. You may have prayed for help many times and feel like you've tried everything. Let New Life's Healing is a Choice workshop help. Steve Arterburn and New Life's group counselors help you deal with your challenge.
Before coming to Healing is a Choice, I was completely worn out, defeated, stuck in the realization of my pitiful reality. I've been sinking in my circumstances and my pain.
Anger, depression, sexual abuse, abortion, grief, and other groups help you focus on just the issue you're dealing with.
This weekend has been a total gift. I feel like I finally have a game plan to follow to help healing begin.
The next Healing is a Choice workshop is Friday, July 18th through the 20th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I leave here with practical tools to use to get unstuck, and I leave here with five new sisters who totally know where I've been and where I am right now.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and the book is Unexpecting. Lauren Becue, her last name, B-E-C-C-U-E, and you can get it at laurenbecue.com. It's on Amazon. We'll direct you to it if you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Jody, calling us from Alexandria, Virginia. Hi, Jody.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Excellent. How are you?
Super. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment, and I really want to commend the young lady for the decision that she made. But I also want to just stand here for a second in the gap. Given her circumstances, it would have been criminal for her to do anything else except had that baby because of the background that she's come from. And, yes, I heard the language about, you know, different backgrounds and things, but at the end of the day, I think we really need to be respectful of the fact that everybody doesn't have a background like her, and to bring children into this world in the circumstances in which they are in, to include having taken drugs the whole time they've been pregnant, and just their home situation and family situation where they have no chance of giving a child any kind of a life, and adoption isn't always an option for folks. So
okay.
I think we do a discredit when we don't have a sense of what the other side of this coin.
Okay, so you're saying that we shouldn't be against abortion in certain circumstances?
I think that is a person's decision based on what they see their lives at. And remember that having an abortion is not the unforgivable sin.
Well, let me ask you this. No, it's not. I paid for an abortion, and I feel God forgave me of that. But here's a question. What if some child is born into a household and there's drugs and violence? Should we kill that baby if it's a week old and we discover that this is the kind of home it's been brought into?
And Steve, I guess the point that I continuously try to make is that that is an individual choice. I don't know one blessed person on this planet that said, I'm going to go get pregnant today so I can have an abortion.
But Jody, just answer my question. Would it be proper to kill a one-week-old baby
That is not your decision or my decision. That is the individual person. And again, I want to commend the young lady for the decision that she made. But given her circumstances, anything else except having that baby would have been criminal for the sake of the argument.
Okay? Well, Jody, I understand what you're saying, but it isn't your decision if a baby's a week old that you can kill the baby because you decide that it's a really unhealthy environment.
Steve, I don't want you to personalize this. I have never been pregnant. If I came from a very large, loving family. Steve, let me finish. I woke up pregnant one morning, and for some reason or another, I didn't feel I could raise that child. There would be seven siblings who stood up and wanted that child, plus grandparents and great-grandparents and everything else. So don't personalize.
No, I'm not personalizing, but here's what I am saying. I am saying that it would be illegal to kill a child that's a week old if you discovered they weren't loved. I got to make this point here, so hold on. Also, it would be illegal to kill that child one day old. And in fact, it is illegal for a doctor to kill that child when it's 1 minute old. And I think it's illegal to kill that child when it's 1 second old. And so I don't think it ought to be right to kill that same child 1 day before they're born, or 1 week, or 1 month. There's never a point in there where, as you go back, you say, oh, yeah, that would be okay. Because at the point of conception, you got a little life there, and you've got a soul. And that's why I think what I did was so wrong and experienced the consequences of it, and wish that there had been pregnancy centers with billboards and phone numbers, and that I had not let the fear of the unknown make the decision for me. But I appreciate you calling and sharing that perspective. I don't agree with it, and I don't think there are many people who've ever had an abortion that think, no big deal.
I just want to add one thing. Yeah. I mean, she said we don't all come from the same background and have the same circumstances. And yeah, that's true. But we all have the same creator.
We do.
And we definitely make choices for our life to go to, you know, make a decision to sleep with someone. But God is the one who chooses to make life or not. And if he chooses to do so, well, I'm going to believe that he has a reason for doing that, and that there is a purpose for that child to be on this earth, and that is not our decision to remove it just because our circumstances aren't ideal.
Yeah. Well, you know, in my case, we adopted Madeline from a couple that didn't have an abortion, and the joy and life that she's given to so many other people is pretty amazing. All right, let's go to Lee from Bakersville, California, listening online. Hello, Lee.
Hi. I just wanted to say I am working now as a volunteer at a crisis pregnancy center here. And my motivation for that was I had two abortions, one when I was very young, like 16.
Mm-hmm.
Basically was lied to by Planned Parenthood, saying there was products of conception, it wasn't alive, but, you know, you hear the whole it's not viable, things like that. Well, I'm not viable in outer space either, but if you threw me out there, that would still be murder.
That's really a good point there. I like that, Lee.
So my motivation is to basically tell ladies who are in crisis, because when we're in crisis, sometimes we see tunnel vision. We don't see any other options. And I just want to give them the options that are out there and the truth as to what they're doing. Our center has ultrasounds, and you can see that beating heart. So at least you know when you made that choice, as they say, because in our country it's legal. So, but at least you know what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Lee. And Lauren, you have any comment what Lee's saying?
Well, I just think that what you're doing is so fabulous. It's just such an example of how when we let God use the mistakes that we've made, we can really see his grace in action and be an example to other young women. And I just thank you so much for devoting so much of your time to helping others.
You know, I've heard this statistic thrown around, and Roland Warren, head of the CareNet organization, and you could find that online. CareNet has a whole bevy of pregnancy centers around the country. But I've heard that one-third of Christian women have had an abortion. That seems like a lot. But it could be. But if it was half of that, that's still a lot of women who've had an abortion. And fortunately, you know, there are places of healing. There are Bible studies at the pregnancy centers that are helping women. They deal with the shame, the guilt, and all of that. And, you know, it. So you can find a resource for healing at a pregnancy center. It's not just to help the baby or help the pregnant mother. It is that most of them are really great ministries trying to produce healing, no matter what your decision has been. Well, hold on, Lauren. Now, I have to mention a few things here, and that is this program will be on today on tv.newlife.com. If you'd like to watch the program or somebody else, you can get it free later today at tv.newlife.com. And I think if you've got someone who is pregnant and thinking about an abortion, I think you just might want to have them watch. Because I do think Planned Parenthood uses the fear of the unknown as the motivator to have a person just go ahead and abort without thinking about it. And so this little segment here that we're doing, when it's on tv.newlife.com, just might prevent someone from aborting a real live human being. Hey, I'm on New Life Steve on Facebook, and if you want to see some updates and some features and get a message every day, you can do that right there. So we'll take a break and we'll come back. Also, don't forget, Henry's got a new book, and we're going to do some material on tv.newlife.com. Never go back. 10 things you'll never do again. And it is a good one. We'll be back right after this.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle. Yeah.
Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are. They give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems and where to get help and how to get help and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think, that's why I do it, because there's just so much help there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. Steve Arterburn here, and the book is entitled Unexpecting Lauren Becue. If you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, we'll help you get there to where it is, and you can get it on Amazon. You could ask a local bookstore to order it. But let's go to Nancy right here in our final segment, and she's calling from Philadelphia, WBYN. Hi there, Nancy.
Hi.
Hi.
I kind of been wanting to call you guys for a while. I listen to you. I've been listening to you guys for many years, called your show a couple of times. I want to talk about this. I had a child out of wedlock, and, you know, I was a very staunch Catholic and very deep in my faith and practicing Catholic and everything and involved in the choir and all that. And here me and another choir member decided to get together, and we weren't married. And so we made a child. We made it right. You know, he wanted to have the baby. If it wasn't for him wanting the baby, I would have probably aborted her. And I am eat up by my thought of aborting her as I watch her grow up. And she's beautiful and has three daughters herself. Never even, you know, she had a beautiful marriage and everything, but she's doing everything right. And
But you're still feeling guilt over the fact that you considered abortion.
Oh my gosh, yes. And I've been dealing with, she's 31. And I just don't know what to do. I just can't.
Do you think that that is what God would like for you to experience in this life, guilt, for another 31 years?
Probably not. No.
You say probably not. You're not really convinced. When I paid for the abortion, I thought it was my job to prove to God that no one has ever felt worse about doing something like that than me, that no one felt more shame or guilt. And what God wanted me to do is he wanted me to repent. He wanted to ask for me to ask for forgiveness. He wanted to give me forgiveness, and he wanted me to pick up my life and not experience the shame and the guilt that I thought I was going to experience for the rest of my life. And I don't experience it now, and that's what I want for you.
Yeah, I've been trying to get there. And
how, Nancy? How have you tried to get there? Tell us what you've done.
I've talked to people about it. I've gone to some of your counseling, and you know, everybody. I know what I would tell somebody.
What would you tell someone?
I would tell them, you know, that, you know, there is no unforgivable sin, and you know, you did the right thing, and that you should be okay. You know, you did the right thing. You still heard God. And, you know, that's
you
what
did
I
the
would
right
tell myself.
Thing. Yeah.
If I tell somebody else, I look at her and I look at my grandchildren, and I think how close they came to not being.
Okay.
And
well, Nancy, let's hear and see if Lauren has some kind of word for you or encouragement. What are you thinking, Lauren?
Well, Nancy, I hear you and I identify with you so much. I heard you say, we made it right. And that's exactly what I tried to do. We got married and made it right. Well, first, it's not really up to us to make it right. It's up to the Lord to use it and use what you've been through and what you did. And I want you to look up Romans 8:1, and I want you to insert your name or me or I when you see for those. Because that verse applies to you. And when that verse was written, it had your sin in mind. And that verse is for you. It's not just for other people or for people that, you know, I don't really know why it's so much easier for us to get other people through situations and we can't apply those truths to our own life. Yeah. But that is applicable to you. And I just want you to pray that over yourself.
And for those who don't have a Bible in front of them, why don't you read the verse for them, Morris?
Sure. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Not any.
None.
And another scripture says that Jesus didn't come into the world to condemn the world.
Yeah.
And another one, John 10:10, says it is the thief that wants to steal and rob and take everything. Some like Satan. But God wants you to give you a life more abundant than you could ever imagine.
Yeah, and I would add one more thing to that, Nancy. The Bible makes a distinction that you don't hear many people talking about. And this distinction is that some things can be true and we not feel them. And a lot of times Christians will see this as something's gone wrong, you know, I don't have enough faith or this, that, and the other. And actually what the Bible says is that you can know that you're forgiven and your heart still condemn you.
Yeah.
1 John says that we can be in a place where our heart, it says, still condemns us because we have not been perfected in love.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's not what you don't know or believe or that you can tell it to others, but your actual heart that makes you feel condemned has not been, and the literally perfected means completed. And what that means is you haven't been loved enough in your own heart from the outside. Mm. You're giving that to other people.
Right.
But you said you've talked to some people and this, that, and the other. And I would encourage you to get back into a process where there are people who can give you the grace of God in that you let yourself be in the receiving mode. Mm-hmm. Because something has not happened there where you haven't been completed in realizing God's love from other people and Him. And when that happens, your heart will change and it won't condemn you anymore. It'll be able to say thank you instead of be condemned.
Well, Lauren, we never have anybody on as a much ever for a whole show, and I appreciate you saying it, but we have some other callers, so I'm wondering if you could just hang around and we'll do another show. Okay, and the title of the book is Unexpecting, Lauren Becque, B-E-C-C-U-E. Now, in the meantime, please go to tv.newlife.com because you will see this show, and you will get to know Lauren better when you look at her, and we'll get it on there. We'll get it on there free. And also, go to the Facebook page if you have a question, and I'll answer it. It's New Life Steve is my Facebook, and we'll answer it on tv.newlife.com. Some things coming up that I want to remind you of. One is that there's the Healing is a Choice and the Marriage Solution Workshop. I'll tell you, if you have been through an abortion, and we've had many women go through Healing is a Choice and stand up and say, I never even mentioned the word abortion. I didn't want to talk about it, think about it. And I remember one lady, the pastor asked her to take a box of paper towels up to the abortion center. I mean, the pregnancy center. And when she walked in the door, she dropped the box and burst into tears, and that began her healing process. She had been in denial all those years. Every Man's Battle is July the 11th. Women in the Battle, August the 8th through the 10th. If you can help us financially, we sure would appreciate it. During these summer months, it's always tough. And tomorrow on the program, we'll have Larry Sonnenberg come in. It'll be the last day of the month. This is the last day of the month, isn't it? Is this the last? I think it is. Anyway, we'll have Larry give us an update on how we did. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com if you need some help. We'd love to help you. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.